Bastrop Mayor Ken Kaselis has a PR problem. When people talk about his town, he wants it to be about the good stuff. Things like the shops on Main Street, the grounds at the historic county courthouse where we met under the shade of a pecan tree.
Just a beautiful setting, and believe it or not, it is July in Texas, and it's pretty cool.
But lately, some people are talking about a federal government takeover.
There's a little concern on that when you make it on the Jon Stewart show, and it just looks like a bunch of yahoos, and he makes fun of you.
I believe the term used was Lone Star Lunatics.
It's a little disconcerting.
The mayor's message? That's not Bastrop. He says he doesn't know anybody who's really worried about Jade Helm. He's only received one phone call on it from a guy in South Texas.
I do think that a lot of the people that have been stirring up angst about Jade Helm are people from other places.
But even though he doesn't like the attention, he was happy to hear I might spend some money while I was in town, and he wished me luck in finding interesting interviews. That didn't take long. Just across the street, I met Blaze Hooper, a Bastrop metalworker and cobbler who is opposed to the operation.
Well, I mean, if any kind of crime shows up here, you know, people getting knocked out in the street, people getting their homes broken into, people getting their cars stolen, well, you can just assume that that's not the local population, it's got to be our federal government.
He reached that opinion after doing a lot of reading on the internet.
My understanding is that it's all going to be out in the county anyway, so there wasn't a plan to blend in with the town of Bastrop or the people here.
Oh, well, if that's the case, that's fine. But, then no problem to it. I mean, if it goes by and everything finishes and nothing ever happened from it, then right on, fair enough.
Further up the street, Iona Benavides was hanging out with her sister.
I don't see what all the fuss is about.
So you don't think that it's a complicated plot to take over?
No,
Texas?
Not. I don't think so. And a lot of us don't. You know, I'm speaking for a lot of us.
And it's not like they're going to be running down the street. Hup, 2, 3, 4, hup, 2, 3, 4, firing the gun, you know.
That's another local, Woody Zimmerman. He said there's been a lot of misunderstanding about Jade Helm. He likened it to a children's game he used to play called Whisper Down the Alley. You whisper a word to a friend.
They in turn whisper to the next person, to the next person, to the next person. Because every word we use, you and I are going to interpret it differently.
But in some cases, it seems to be not misunderstanding, but misinformation. Walking down the street with my microphone, a couple guys loading a truck asked if I was looking for Jade Helm. Then one of them suggested I might actually be a part of the operation.
Yeah, you might be Jade Helm.
You never know. You never know. I could give you my card if that could help you.
Yeah, give us your card.
Terry Cope pointed out that any decent spy would have a fake business card, but he was still happy to talk to me.
Yeah, I think something's up, and this is like me thinking things through maybe too deeply, but Ramadan ends July 15th, which is the day that Jade Helm starts. So I don't know if this is tied in with ISIS and these warnings and, you know, these things that are kind of building up in the background.
Of course, a lot of people would take offense at equating a holiday celebrated across the world with one fanatical militant group. But he also got his dates wrong. Ramadan ends Friday. Fulfilling my promise to support the local economy, I stopped into the Old Town restaurant and bar. A sign there lists the rules: watch your language, no fighting, pay your tab, and cut off means cut off. Nothing about reporters, so I did an informal survey. Out of 11 patrons, only one said she was nervous about Jade Helm. Someone else said I should head to the local gun store a few blocks away for a good interview. My last one of the day.
My name is Troy Mahalik, and I own Crosshairs Texas, the gun store in Bastrop.
He says, yes, there is a faction of locals who believe the conspiracy stuff. From his counter at Crosshairs, he's heard the theories about gun confiscations and martial law. But he thinks it's much ado about nothing.
And if it was a start of martial law, then I'm not sure I understand why they would be starting in Bastrop, Texas.
That reminded me of something the mayor said when I spoke with him. It sounded almost like a new motto he was working on. And it went something like this: visit Bastrop and see where it didn't happen. Mose Bushell, KET News.